Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you on the subject of how God will give victory to you in your life. We've talked about the fact that how God is for us and we're more than conquerors, and we have all these promises that belong to us, part of our inheritance, and we are to go and possess them. And we're going to do it through our faith as we conquer the enemy and we walk in line with the Word of God. We have to enter into spiritual warfare, and we must walk in line with the Word so we do not give place to sin. As we conquer sin and truly repent and turn away from all the areas that are not in line with the Word of God, and we walk in the fear of the Lord, make the proper choices to choose the things that God wants, it's important, of course, that we deny ourselves, take up a cross daily of crucifying the flesh, following Him. And we get our mind renewed to the truth. And we put on the Lord Jesus Christ through the Word in us and make no provision for the flesh. And as our mind is after the things of the Spirit, so that we will think upon the things that God wants. And we also excel at casting down all reasonings and imaginations and taking our thoughts captive and bringing them into the obedience of Christ. Because as we keep our mind stayed upon the Lord, we'll be in perfect peace and we will truly be trusting in Him. Well, it's important, of course, that we have the Word in our heart and the Word in our mind, but also we see another area where it is important. The Word must be in our mouth. In Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. You can release death or you can release life. Your mouth is important. You got to guard your mouth. Proverbs 21:23 says, whoso keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles. You got to guard yourself so you don't cause trouble in your soul. James 1:26 says, if someone seems to be religious, but bridles not his tongue, but deceives his own heart, the man's religion is vain. This means if you don't bridle your tongue, you just speak whatever you want, you're going to deceive your own heart, because whatever you speak is also being heard in your heart, and it will deceive your heart. That's why you got to keep the Word in your heart and keep the Word in your mind and guard it so you do not give place to the enemy. And it's important that you learn to speak forth God's Word. You see, when you got born again, you got this faith of Jesus Christ. You have a spirit of faith, and you are to put your faith in operation. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it's written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. You have the Word of God in you. You have the spirit of faith. You're going to put it in operation by believing the Word in your heart and then speaking it forth with your mouth. In fact, in Psalms 45, verse 1 and 2, we see a tremendous promise where it says in verse 1, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Your tongue, speaking forth words, is the pen of a ready writer. It's like writing something in the realm of the Spirit. The things that you speak are being written in the Spirit. Verse 2 goes on and says, grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. What are we to pour in our lips? The word of His grace, the word of God. God's grace will be released when you have the Word in you and you speak forth His word. And then you will be blessed by the Lord. This is why you got to start speaking forth what God says and speak the promises of God into being. In Romans 4, verse 17, it speaks of how we're to call those things which be not as though they were. Now, there's a mistake in the translation here in the King James. The word were is a mistake. It is not in the past tense, it's in the present tense. It literally says, call those things not being as being. In other words, you and I are to call those things that are not being as being to bring them into being. Call those things not happening as happening. In other words, you're going to speak things into being by declaring what God is doing for you now as you speak forth the Word of God, and that's going to release those things to come into manifestation in your life. We don't call the things as though they were already done. We call the things that are not happening or not being as being as we speak them into being. That's what Jesus did. He said, be healed, be opened, be cleansed, be thou made whole. He spoke things into being. And that's the same thing that you and I do. Another thing that's important if you're going to get victory is you're going to have to break the inherited generational curses that have come upon you. Every one of us is affected by inherited generational iniquity curses. Lamentations 5:7 says, "Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities." That means our forefathers that have sinned and are not, meaning they've passed on, you and I have still borne their iniquities. That's an inherited generational iniquity curse. And in Numbers 14:18, it says that the iniquity of the fathers is visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. That means you and I were all affected by inherited generational iniquity curses from the sins of our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and even great-great-grandparents. And we are to break these curses because they've come upon us. Now you must understand there's two aspects to a curse. One is the cause, two is what's enforcing the curse. Proverbs 26 verse 2 says, "The curse causeless shall not come." There is a cause for every curse that comes upon a person. What's that cause? It's sin, which opens the door, giving place to the enemy, who's the accuser of the brethren, so that the enemy can come in. And when we sin, what happens? Satan has a right to send his evil spirits to come into us, because it's the evil spirits that come into us that enforce the curse. This is why you not only have to confess the sin, but you also have to cast out the spirits to break a curse in your life. Remember, the curse is an opposite of a blessing. The blessing comes when we obey. A curse comes when we disobey, giving place to the enemy in our life. Now, the good news is what Jesus has done for us. Galatians 3:13, "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us." Jesus took the curse upon himself so that you and I could get the victory and not have curses operating in our life. Now, there have been some people that think, well, that means we can't be cursed. If Christ redeemed us from the curse, then there's no way I could be cursed. Well, that's not true, because we can have curses in our life until we break them. The reason we know this is the fact that not only did Jesus bear away the curse, but he also bore away our sickness. He also bore away our sins. Well, if he redeemed us from sin, which he did, does that mean we can never sin? No, we can still sin. He redeemed us from sickness, disease. Does that mean we can never be sick? Well, that's not true, but we can conquer sickness. He also redeemed us from the curse. Does that mean that we cannot be cursed? No, we still can have curses upon us, but the good news is we can break those curses through confession of sin and casting out the evil spirits to drive them out, because you got to deal with the cause, which is sin, and you got to cast out the spirits which are enforcing the curse. All these ones from inheritance have come in at the time of conception, and they have to be cast out, or they will carry out the destructive work from the inheritance line. Evil spirits also come in from our own sins, and they also can come in from having been victimized in our life in some capacity. Lamentations 2:14 says that the prophets did not discover the iniquity to turn away thy captivity. That means that if they would have discovered the iniquity, then they would have been able to turn away the captivity. How are we going to break the captivity in our life? Well, we got to discover the iniquity, or what was the cause of how we got into captivity. So as we discover the iniquity, we confess the sin, and then we know what spirits came into us. Then we can cast out those spirits, and then we'll be set free from the captivity. Now, if you're going to be able to do that, of course, you got to know your authority in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 9, in verse 1, Jesus gave his disciples power and authority over all devils to cast them out and to cure diseases. In Luke 10:19, he says, "I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." You have authority over all the power of the enemy, and you got to use your authority and begin to cast out the demons and destroy the works of the enemy in your life. That means you're going to have to engage in spiritual warfare. 1 Timothy 1:18 says that we are to war a good warfare. We're going to war a good warfare. It's going to be a good warfare because we can win and conquer the enemy. And in 1 Timothy 6:12, it says, "Fight the good fight of faith." It is a spiritual fight, contending with the adversary as we come against the evil spirits, cast them out, or resist his temptation so he doesn't even come in to begin with. And we resist the devil, speak to mountains, drive out the enemies, conquer them in all aspects of our life. And notice, it is a good fight, because again, we can win. So you and I are going to war good warfare. We're going to fight a good fight. In fact, we're going to use spiritual force and violence to conquer the enemies. In Luke 16:16, the Bible says the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. The kingdom of God is the rule and the reign of God. you and I have been delivered out of the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of His dear Son, Colossians 1:13. We're now in the position of authority, but we must rise and begin to use that authority and operate as a king in the kingdom in order to enter into the kingdom, the rule and the reign of God in our life. So the kingdom of God is preached, but what do we need to do? We're going to have to enter into it. Every man is going to press into this rule and reign. And the word press is a Greek word biazo, which means to use force and violence. You and I are going to use spiritual force and violence with authority and power as we come against the works of the enemy and destroy his works in our life. And again, we're going to do this through our faith. You now are in Christ, and you now are living by the faith of the Son of God. You have a spirit of faith, the same spirit of faith as everybody else does. And you are to put your faith in operation, and your work of faith is to go forth, and it's going to release the power of God. It's going to bring the promises of God into manifestation. It's going to drive out the enemy, and you're going to see the enemy be put underfoot. At the same time, you must maintain hope while you're in the midst of this battle. In Hebrews chapter 15, verse 4, it speaks of how the Scriptures produce hope. And in chapter 15, verse 13, it speaks of how the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you might abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. That shows you the fact that you and I are to be abounding in hope through the Word of God. God's Word produces hope. Remember, Abraham had the promise of God, and against hope he believed in hope. Romans 4, verse 18. In Hebrews chapter 6, 19, it says, hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. God wants you to be anchored in hope, confident expectancy of what God will do. The word hope is the word elpis, which means a confident expectancy. And we can have absolute confident expectancy of what God will do as we put our faith in operation. Your faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It will bring the hope into manifestation. At the same time, we're going to have to be steadfast in the soulless realm. Faith is of the heart, while hope is of the soul. In Luke 21:19, it says, in your patience possess ye your souls. The word patience is the word hupomone in the Greek, which means steadfast or being constant. You and I are to be steadfast and constant in the soulless realm, maintaining hope so that we will possess the soulless realm so we don't give place to the enemy, because that's where the battleground is. The devil will try to get to you through your emotions, through your mind, try to get to your will to make wrong choices. And it's important that you guard your soul, possess your soul by being steadfast on the Word so that you'll be able to continue in the Word of God as you're acting upon it to get the victory in your life. As I close the program today, we have a CD or DVD on this subject called Know That God Will Give You Victory. The CD or DVD is available for $4 postage paid. If you'd like to get it, give us a call at 602-279-5212. Again, Know That God Will Give You Victory, CD or DVD, $4 postage paid. Again, that phone number, 602-279-5212. In closing, I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.